Well, thank you so much for joining us today on Take 10. We come to you every week with a look at a mental health-related issue as it affects caregivers and others. I'm Ron Aaron. With us today, our co-host, Carol Zernial, is a nationally recognized gerontologist named one of the nation's top 50 influencers in aging by Next Avenue. Carol serves as executive director of the Wellman Charitable Foundation and senior vice president, social responsibility for Wellman Medical Management. Dr. Jamie Heisman is with us as well. Jamie serves as the chief compassion officer for Wellman Medical Management. He's a leading authority on caregiver burnout, compassion fatigue, and more, and also an expert on addictions. And Dr. Jamie and Carol, welcome to Take 10. Let's kick it off today. I've been reading more and more about long-term depression. We all hear about depression, people who have depression. And the thought was, you know, you get it, you get treated, you get over it. But there's something that's called persistent depression. What is that, Dr. Jamie?
So depression is like being on a spectrum, Ron. We're all in various stages of depression or elation. You know, we talk at WellMed about this mood elevator, right? When we're at the state of agitation or frustration and we're not at quote unquote curiosity, which is the mood elevator where we want to get off at. And so basically depression is not that dissimilar. So depression is chronic depression. We have things that are major depression. We then have what's called basically dysthymia, persistent depressive disorder, which you're talking about. So that's basically a milder, more moderate chronic depression. I say milder and chronic because I work with patients with depression, deep depression. It's almost like they come to me and they feel, say, doctor, I'm detached. I feel like a blanket is around my brain. It's such darkness. It's such sadness. And I have these feelings sometimes often of suicidal ideations. And by the way, if you're listening to this, you make sure that if you're ever feeling that, you pick up a phone and call because people are available 24 hours a day. But PDD, which is basically what we call persistent depressive disorder, it's pretty common and can happen to anybody at any age. And the treatments are pretty much similar, but it's a more milder form of chronic depression, if that helps.
How does it affect day-to-day functioning if someone has that?
Well, it also has a feeling of sadness. Don't get me wrong. It doesn't really feel that it goes away unless you do what you need to do, which is often psychopharmacology, talk therapy, you know, making sure you're with somebody. But it's, you know, the symptoms last most all the day, but never really as deep and as chronically, as I should say, in the hole, in the pit, as chronic depression. So we call it dysthymia or dysthymic disorder. On the flip side, if anybody's listening to it and has some sort of mood elevations or ups and downs in their life, we call that cyclothymia. I don't think you need a clinical conversation, but all this is to be seen on the spectrum that if you're not feeling engaged, if you're not coming at that level of curiosity, if you will, if you're feeling this ongoing for over 2 months or greater, it's time to go in and get an assessment.
So, Jamie, I'm curious, you know, for someone like me who, you know, tends to be melancholy, I find that some kind of physical activity, a fast walk, running, Zumba, flamenco, pick something, really helps to change my mood and can kind of jolt me. Is this persistent disorder, can that be some way to get out of it, or is it really beyond that?
No, I think that you're spot on, Carol. I feel the neurology of the system, especially with, you know, persistent depressive disorder is the ideal way to go. I mean, scientists don't really understand what causes these type of depressions, PDD, or even chronic depression. We know there's triggers, there's grief, things that happen, but it is related to low levels of serotonin. Okay. And serotonin is a natural hormone that it really controls our emotions and feelings of well-being. So what you're saying makes all the sense in the world. We can change the chemistry of our body. We can neurologically do that. And even if PDD is triggered by some sort of event out there, like a loss of a job or a loved one, what you're saying is great. Roomba is wonderful. Walking is great. You know, we can produce a hormone called oxytocin, which connects to our neurotransmitters, and it can change our serotonin, even our dopamine levels. So Please, you have absolutely one of the best, if not the best, sort of remedy. And if it's much, much worse, obviously psychopharmacology could be next.
We'll continue the conversation in a moment, but for folks who may have just joined us, wanted you to know you're listening to Take 10. I'm Ron Aaron, along with our co-host Carol Zernial and Dr. Jamie Heisman. We're talking about persistent depression and related issues that come on that spectrum of depression. And Dr. Jamie, for the caregiver who may be faced with, for example, a care recipient with dementia, every day is a struggle. Every day is more and more difficult. That they're depressed would not be a surprise.
No, Ron. As a matter of fact, it's a trigger. I mean, PDD exists so much in the, as a common denominator among caregivers themselves. And that's why, places like Caregiver SOS, where you can get engaged in a co-regulated social environment, or what Carol's saying is that you go out and work with others in a support group because you can take good care of yourself. But let's, and actually you can change the chemistry of your body because caregiving itself can be a malaise if you're not taking care of yourself. But let's take it from Dr. Carol's point of view. If you develop a treatment plan of emotional regulation, whether it's Zumba, Roomba, you tell me what, walking, yoga, Pilates, well, guess what? For caregivers, that's wonderful because that is something they can do to emotionally regulate, and they can go to Caregiver SOS to co-regulate. If those two, which I can call resilience builders, especially in PDD, is not working, then you go to a doctor because SSRIs and SNRIs, which are the common medications today for depression and psychopharmacology, also can assist. But I don't want to stop this conversation without mentioning to you that therapy, talk therapy, works well. Cognitive behavioral therapy works good for depression. And then DBT, dialectical behavioral therapy, works well to retrain the brain. And that's simply what Carol was talking about, was dialectical interventions.
Now, Carol, Jamie on a couple occasions has mentioned Caregiver SOS. What's he talking about?
Well, Caregiver SOS is a program at no cost from the WellMed Charitable Foundation. And under that umbrella, we offer the caregiver teleconnection. We have stress busting classes. We have support groups in Spanish and English. And so anybody that would like to listen to our topics here on caregiversos.air, our Take 10, any of our topics on the teleconnection, we have a huge library available at caregiversos.org or wellmedcharitablefoundation.org. You can find us there.
And Dr. Jamie, for people who are wondering, if you're a caregiver, are there steps you can take to prevent the kind of depression that might be anticipated?
You listen, there's always steps you can do to prevent the trigger, the persistent depressive disorder. We say you can't prevent depression if it's a genetic predisposition and you get triggered, but here's the gig. It's exactly again what Carol said. Let's do the prevention model here. Eat a well-balanced diet, make sure it's nutritious, make sure you exercise several times a week. Definitely don't drink a lot and don't drink much at all. Make sure you're taking the prescribed medications and, constantly talk to your healthcare provider. These are things that you can do to actually work on the prevention, if you will, of persistent depressive disorder, especially if you're a caregiver.
Yeah, and I would just add that if you're a caregiver, I mean, a lot of times when I talk to caregivers, I'll say, you know what's going on with you, right? If you stop and kind of monitor yourself and ask yourself, how am I feeling? How am I doing? And when you feel yourself going downhill instead of uphill, that's a good time to think, what do I need to do differently? To just check on yourself, because other people might not be checking on you. Check on yourself and see how you're doing.
It's the kind of thing, we'll end it with this, Dr. Jamie. Just because you're paranoid doesn't mean you're not being followed. Just because you're depressed doesn't mean you can't get help and get the kind of help that can get you going in a positive direction. Thank you both, Carol Zernial, Dr. Jamie Heisman. I'm Ron Aaron. We appreciate you joining us today on Take 10.